Dear Internet.
Welcome to Dear Internet, the show where a group of friends come together to answer the internet's wildest questions. This week, we're talking about a mysterious handprint seen before the Sonic movie and a husband's controversial new business. I'm Jennifer Cheek, and with me is Tim Lanning.
Hello, Jennifer.
And Mike Bachman is with us.
You started so fast, I wasn't ready for it. I didn't know what to do.
I just got so excited about it. Guys, this is an all Midwestern podcast
tonight. Yeah.
Michael Thrifinger tomorrow is not feeling well. He's a little under the weather, so he's not on. And Nick,
he got trapped in a trampoline park and he's jumping all around. We wish him luck to bounce his way on out.
Yeah, he's involved in a advanced jigsaw competition.
Oh, yeah.
And he is in the final round.
He entered it thinking it was a puzzle, but it's more of a saw situation.
Usually, I don't want to backtrack on our goofs here, but usually trampoline parks only are some trampoline, and somehow Nick got caught in one that's all trampoline, including the door.
Yeah. They told them, they said, you should never build this. It's not safe. It's too dangerous.
Some of the trampolines.
No one should come in. And Nick said, no, I'm going to go into the all trampoline park.
I mean, let's imagine, if you will, a jigsaw sawman, the little puppet in there is like, you are now in a trampoline. He probably would like.
He'd make puns about it. It'd be really annoying.
Does he make puns?
He'd like make a little, not a pun, but like.
Stick around.
Like, you know, he's gonna mention the trampolines. Okay. He's kind of acknowledge the trampolines.
Real quick, I'll gouge my eye out, you know, all that stuff. You know, you're gonna mention the trampolines.
Okay, wait. Isn't Jigsaw's whole thing, though, that he's, like, teaching you a lesson?
Yeah.
So, like, it's an object lesson.
That's true.
Because usually there's a relation.
You phrase that like it's this, like, weird thing that's unrelated to the game he's making you play. He knows you're going to ask about it. Listen, it's not a big deal. There's a few trampolines.
Yeah. Just letting you know up top.
That you're going to think they're part of the solution. They're not.
They're not. This is the only place I can get last
minute. I ran out of time.
I only want to talk about Jigsaw now. I'm sorry.
So, I know. That's why. Never mind. Okay. So, as we said, Michael and Nick are trapped in a trampoline park. And Bachman, you're legally, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Jennifer. Why would I respect you enough to be able to?
What is happening?
I think, Bachman, you're the first return guest.
Oh. I think Nika was on twice too.
Oh, she was?
I thought so.
Yeah,
but maybe not.
Yeah, I think Nika was on twice. And also, technically, all those times, I am Nick.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You heard it here, folks.
You heard it here first, folks.
Mike Bachman equals.
Yeah, and I think the first episode you're on was like a weird one. So we'll have to have you back on for a two solid boys.
Yeah, yeah. I was just thinking, has Bachman been on with Nick? It's like,
yeah.
I wanted to not be like, yeah,
it was
the same
very
person.
Hard for me. Especially when I talked over myself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's it's difficult.
Bachman and I's podcast is Two Solid Boys.
Two Solid Boys.
We have a lot of fun.
Yeah, I would listen to that. But yeah, no, it's Midwesterners only week.
Yeah.
Tim and I just moved.
I gotta say, I'm a little offended to hear y'all call yourselves Midwesterners this soon.
What?
I feel like there's
we haven't done a lot.
I'm full in, man. We like know the neighbors now.
Oh, it's like we're like texting, making jokes.
We're like goofing. Well, mostly Tim, but I'm laughing.
It's that episode of Detroiters when like the people move in and he's like points a gun at the back of the dude's head.
Oh no, this is also just gonna be a Detroiters podcast. Whoops.
Yeah, you know, we haven't had T-Ravs yet. We haven't had gooey butter. I had gooey butter a little bit ago.
Yeah, we had gooey butter, little gooey butters.
We had gooey babies
at the local bar.
Yeah.
We ate pizza with Provel on it.
That's true. Little tiny thin-ass pizza.
We've seen the arch countless times. Maybe not countless. That's a little aggressive.
Multiple times.
We've seen the arch multiple times.
And it's important to probably note for those of you at home, is this is the first time we're recording in our new setup, and is way too generous of a term.
So this is what I was going to start talking about, but I was like, no, we had to save it for the recording. And it is related to the fact, so Tim and I had our things come in a truck, and they just got here yesterday. So our house is just box and paper hell right now. Yeah. And because of that, we only know where like some of our things are. We haven't gotten everything out. And I wanted to pour myself a beverage. I was going to pour some wine, and I was like, man, I don't want to wash a cup. I'm just going to drink out of a mug. So I'm drinking a truly demonic beverage right now, which is some local rosé that was too sweet, which I then therefore cut with beer, and I'm drinking it out of a coffee mug.
Well, I mean, Bachman, she's talking shit about your local wines, and
it was sweet. It might be to other people's taste.
I gotta say, I talk shit about y'all being from the Midwest, and then you listed all these things that you did, and I didn't recognize a single one.
What? They're very St. Louis focused. That's
true. Yeah, yeah.
Very the Provel, you know, the gooey butters,
the T-Ravs, as we said, thin pizza. Anyways. We're so happy to have you here. We're so happy to have everyone listening in, and we hope that our audio is not too bad or what have you.
I just realized I'm probably closer to the microphone than Tim is, and I am screaming. So
yeah,
sorry. You're both closer sorry and to everyone. Than
me. So that's cool. We'll just move it.
So because Bachman was coming on this episode, I was doing some special searches online. And that is how we got this first question, which, Bachman, I would love it if you could read this wonderful question. And it is from our paranormal.
Yay.
Okay. Baby hand on car? Okay, so this happened maybe 3 days ago. Me and my friends are going to watch the Sonic movie at 10:10 p.m.
Very cursed.
We were laughing and having a fun chat in the car because we had gotten there early, and one of my friends pointed out that there was a baby handprint in full detail with lines and all else. We got freaked out a little bit, but went about our day pretty normally. I just want to know, could this mean anything? Oh, yeah. None of my friends could have made the... Okay. They didn't say where it. Like, luckily, we had the title to save us.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good point.
Baby hand on car.
My friends suck at art. They could not have done this.
They would never have been able to do this.
None of my friends could have made the hand. It came from outside.
Yeah.
And was on the sunroof glass, out of reach for most babies.
Yeah.
So that's out of the question. I'm not super worried, but. Anything would be nice.
Goddamn. Okay.
Guys, who put the handprint on their car outside of the Sonic movie? Now, my number one thing I'm going down. Isn't Sonic pretty small? Would you say perhaps his hands are close gloves, to a though. Baby's hands?
Sonic's
gloves. Well, maybe it's his nude hand. Maybe he took it out of the glove.
I don't like to think about that. Please don't talk about Sonic's new hand.
Wow, I really just upset both of you by saying that. Your disgust was extremely
palpable. Did you search Sonic to find this one?
Yeah, I did search Sonic.
Sonic's bare hand.
I don't even want to tell you what I actually searched. No, I searched. These are the search terms that I use for Bachman. I searched Power Rangers. I searched Sonic. I think I searched Tails, too. I searched some other things, but the Sonic one, that was... Oh, I actually found a really good question that we're not doing tonight, but I searched father-in-law also, thinking about you, Bachman.
Here's a... not to go to a different question, but I was looking for Sonic's gloveless hand, and it said, I got, are Sonic's hands too big? So I think that automatically rules out this being a Sonic hand.
No, okay. That's a great point.
Honestly, I really thought this was going to be open and close when I brought up Sonic's small hand, but you've got an extremely good point. Imagine, the glove is very big.
Yeah, I don't remember.
He's got Mickey hands.
I was just going to say that. I don't remember exactly what his hands look like, but in my mind, they're Mickey hands.
They're Mickey hands.
They're quite large. Yeah. Why did everyone wear gloves? In cartoons.
They don't want to draw the hands, they're too hard.
Oh, that's true.
So a baby, like a baby is like, they don't, their pores haven't fully developed. They don't really sweat. They don't have like a lot of the oils and grease and stuff.
That's true.
That would cause weird. A handprint.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a very good point. Unless it was like
an old baby
hand. But they said that it was like a perfect print. And in my mind, if you've got a sticky baby hand, that's not going to leave a clean print.
It's gonna smear for sure.
It's gonna smear for sure. Whoa. So how do you get a perfect baby hand print on the sunroof of your car outside of the Sonic movie?
What? I mean, just because the baby doesn't sweat doesn't mean the baby, you know, babies are dirty.
It could be another substance, yes. But that paired with the clean hand, if you've got a perfect tiny handprint, you've just got a small toddler. That is not a baby print.
Because babies are, they flail.
This person is assuming it's a baby.
True.
Oh, I just thought of a different option.
Uh-huh.
Raccoon. Little raccoon hand.
Oh, that's actually a good point.
Do they have the same number of digits?
I was just thinking.
Seven fingers.
Do they only have three fingers and a thumb, or is that cartoons?
What is real?
There was a Homer Simpson print on my roof. I know, because it had four fingers and a thumb.
I also can't spell raccoon.
It's a hard one.
Hands. Raccoon hands.
They do mention in the comments that there were fingerprints visible. And I don't believe raccoons have fingerprints. No one correct me on this.
Oh, you're right. But I will tell you, raccoons do have hands like ours. they are, to me, it looks like four fingers and a thumb.
Fingerprints do not fully develop until 6 months old. You could still be a baby at that point.
Yeah. I feel like the like definition of baby, I don't quite. I feel like kids are babies until they're like two.
Way too broad, for sure.
Maybe even three.
Yeah, way too broad.
There's that whole toddler. Once they can start walking, then you got a toddler on your hands.
Then that's a toddler.
Yeah.
Which happens at five, maybe?
You go baby, you go toddler, tween, I think.
the toddler and tween.
No. Infant, that one goes as early.
That's earlier. It's just a child. They're just a child from like 5 to 10.
Yeah, that's true.
God. And then when you hit 11, that's a tween. Everyone loves this conversation.
What I want to know about, and this is more a question about like this podcast. How do you avoid when you Google something like as part of the conversation and you come across other dumbass questions? How do you avoid not going down the rabbit hole of that next question you found?
That's a great question. Oftentimes we're not Googling.
Yeah, I think we don't Google as much.
Oh my god, I can't help myself. And
you're just such a fact-forward person.
Because I only picked two questions for this episode because we've been trying to like keep it tighter. And I was like, oh, maybe I should have done three for this. So if you see something wild, feel free.
Oh yeah, when it's Tim and Jennifer and guest-isode, I mean, wheels off.
I'm drinking my demon beverage. I'm ready to answer the internet's most cursed questions.
It's more just like, I saw this one that was like, when does your baby develop fingerprints in your womb? And it's like, when does it happen
in
this very specific time period?
No, I mean, that's a great tangent, because I think that kind of goes part of this. And, you know, I don't oftentimes think about drive-in theaters being haunted, but I have to imagine there was a few, oops, I had a baby here situations.
Oh, so you think this is a ghost baby? I mean, I guess it is like what they're implying.
What else would it be, right?
I thought it was Sonic, so.
Well, they're not super worried about it. But they
also would really appreciate some help.
I could also see like, oh, I guess my brother let my nephew walk on my car.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like an adult holding a baby up, and the baby's like,
yeah. So at our last apartment, we had something equally as spooky. We had baby footprints on our windows, up high, upside down.
We did. Upside down baby footprints. Like, oh man. Which is like, someone must have been holding this child upside down and they were like flipping them.
Put your feet on the window. This will never break you, baby.
The first comment, so he's like, hey, I had a similar experience a couple years ago, except those handprints started appearing all over the car. It freaked me out so bad. And the OP's response is, big yike. Sounds pretty terrible, to be honest.
Right, I mean,
like, that sucks, bro.
This person's going in there to get advice, and then someone's like, it happened to me, but a lot.
But even worse.
It's like, is this bug poisonous? I got bit by one bug. Like, oh, I got bit by that bug a lot. Be ready. It's going to be here. You're going to get it bit a lot.
This calls into question the credibility, because they say things they're like, were the fingerprints visible? Yes, they were, but I didn't get too much of a good view of them. They were on the car that you were inside. Like, you had time to inspect these up close.
Yeah, Bachman, I think a very important point especially for our paranormal, is that motherfuckers are just bored. So they log on to Reddit, and then they log into our paranormal, and then say things like this, and then they end it with, I'm not super worried about it, but, you know, I'm just shooting the shit. So normally, if they're really worried, they would just go out to the car and, like, get data. But that's not what they're doing here. Uh-huh. They're just like, I don't really give a shit, but you know what? I'm trying...
You're saying he's posting for clout.
Yeah.
On our paranormal.
No.
I'm haunted kind of by a ghost, but it's fine.
But whatever. Yeah. I mean, if you think I'm cool, throw me some gold.
Kind of like the opposite of posting for clout. Kind of just the posting. The posting equivalent of pressing F5 on Twitter.
I mean, like, I could see with two upvotes why they would want to take the time.
Speaking kind of down the same line of thought, I feel pretty confident that these folks are teen to like early 20s. That's what I would guess.
A group of 34-year-old men going to the drive-thru.
And getting scared by the baby hand on car.
They missed the whole middle part.
I don't think this was the drive-thru. I think they were just like chilling in the parking lot.
Three men and a ghost baby?
Because they were there early for the movie.
Oh, I'm dumb.
Like, yeah. So I don't think it was a drive-in. But so this being teen to early 20s folks going to see Sonic at 10:10 p.m.
It's so late.
I think they might have been perhaps partaking of drugs,
that's true,
other mind-altering substances in the car, and we're like, bro, it totally looks like a baby hand on the fucking sunroof, bro.
Wow, it's probably just a leaf.
The Sonic fan base is aging along with the property. You see, Sonic Unleashed, he turns into a werehog, and that is not for children.
No, I'm scared thinking about
doesn't
it.
Doesn't Shadow have, like, a gun?
No, wait. Also, I'm just realizing, I think that Shadow and Tails are the same.
Oh, my God, what a fool you are. Lean back.
Shadow's red and black, right?
Oh my god. Well, yeah, actually. Yeah. But he's black. He's mostly black.
Red shoes.
He's got red.
But
he's got
red.
He's kind of... I'm trying to picture them in my mind. I just am bringing up
name
blobs.
Name more Sonics.
Mr. Egg. No.
You were close. Eggman.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty much
what color is Amy Rose? Damn, you have seen Sonic.
Yeah, that's right, boys. Way to gatekeep.
True or false?
I'm a true Sonic fan.
That's true or false? Sonic kisses a woman. A human
false.
Woman. It's true.
You're in a dark,
I thought Sonic was Christian.
You're in a dark alleyway. There's a large metal door. A little eye slit opens up. What color's Amy Rose?
Pink?
Pink.
All right, come on in.
All right, she's good.
She's good. She knows.
Oh, she knows her stuff.
She could possibly infer it as pink based on being a female video game character with the name Rose. Yeah, I don't consider many of these characters canon. Anything, you know, the oddly dark cartoon I liked, the not dark cartoon, very funny, I liked. So the lore then, there wasn't a lot of shadows. There's barely even Knuckles around there. You know what I'm saying?
I think the main thing way that I absorbed Sonic lore was I believe that back in the day I was on some terrible forum reading like 100-page long thread about Christian Sonic art.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of it. There's a lot of it, for
and,
sure.
And just absorbing the Christian Sonic art. So that's probably why when I think of it in my head, it's like, and not a full crisp picture. I was just like, I'm trying to like pull the image together, but all I can see is that deviant art.
All you can see is Sonic on the cross.
All I can see is Sonic on the cross. He's dying. He's dying for our sins.
Which would go to kind of to your point about Sonic's hands being on the motherfucking car roof.
Does Sonic have the stigmata?
That's why he wears the gloves.
He's gotta keep it in, that's why.
All right.
And his blood would be blue.
Time to Google Sonic stigmata.
We have to Google Sonic
there
stigmata.
There has to be an internet.
I don't think you're gonna have to look very hard at all to find
it. No, right. I think it's gonna bring up like a lot.
Right.
Like, right off the bat.
There, like, there has to be a freaking like Sonic rule. Like, oh, that's weird. if anything exists, there has to be it of Sonic. All right, well, that's not.
Well.
We don't Google things, Sonic.
No
stigmata
so far.
This is what happens when you're here.
Okay, do Sonic Christian stigmata.
Wait, are there other non-Christian stigmata?
Well, because nothing's coming up, so I'm trying to pull in, I'm trying to navigate to where Christian Sonic is on the net.
You know what? Not a lot of Sonic stigmata
I can't
here.
Fucking
so
believe
this is untapped.
I am
I mean, there's
curious.
Probably a fan fiction that has.
You can just take, know. Like, it's Sonic, so you're allowed to steal art. And you can just take, like, any Sonic and put holes in the hands, and you
And then
done.
You got it. I'm going to buy a Sonic and put holes in his hand and make blood come out of
I'm
it.
I'm going to take you to Six Flags and win you a Sonic, girl.
Win me a Sonic. And if Tim and I go to Six Flags and he wins me a Sonic, I will poke holes into his hands and make it do stigmata with blue blood. And I'll video it.
Oh, does he have blue blood?
He's blue.
We don't have... That's not important.
I'm going by... I don't know. It just seemed correct that he would have blue blood. Tim's blinking at me. Have we dug into this one enough? Should we move on to the next
Probably
one?
Not, but I think we might accidentally get stuck
we
in
do,
a pit.
I, one final thought is that I do, when I'm getting Amelia out of the car and I got to get Isabelle mm-hmm. out of the car, I have Amelia mm-hmm. put her hands on the car so that, and that's almost why I thought I had brought it up before, and that's why you had my name on it.
Oh, no.
I ever put her hands on the car so that she doesn't run out into
run
the street.
Away. Yeah, it's like, do this. Like, I'm giving you a task to do.
Is it like very police? Like, hey, motherfucker.
Put your hands up.
That's largely my parenting style. I think that's fair to say.
Very cop-like.
Do you guys want to read the next one, though?
Yeah. Tim, would you like to read the
next
one?
I would love to. Thank you. Am I the asshole for no longer making my husband sandwiches to take to work after discovering he was selling them? Mr. Snarf here. Right?
Mr. Arby's.
Bachman, you got Snarfs where you are?
No. What's that?
Fuck.
Dad, we're trying to ponder Midwestern things, but it's the only St. Louis things.
My female 33, husband 37, works at an advertising company. We're struggling a bit financially because we're saving up to purchase a new apartment. He is used to eating fast food, and it was costly. He had no problem spending money daily on fast food, and after doing the math, he spends more than $300 a month on just fast food. That rocks. $200
no,
daily.
$20.
$20 daily, my bad.
Months are 1.5 days.
$300 a month, $200 a day. Like, what's the problem?
What does $200 of fast food even fucking look like? That sounds terrifying.
The shit. BTS yeah. meal?
Yeah. Yes. We live in an expensive area. Does that matter with fast food?
I think she's... Well, no.
Maybe for the apartment. Whatever. I talked to him about it. He agreed that I make sandwiches for him to take him to work. What? He agreed that I make sandwiches for him to take with him to work. That way he eats healthy and we spare money for rent. Everything was going well. I noticed he wouldn't respond when I asked whether he liked the sandwiches I make, but he kept asking me make more than two since he was hungry.
The other thing is the writing style of this version is very funny to me. Yeah, I had to smooth a few things out, but I kept some of it in
there. You
should
stop that to torture us.
Because it makes it really hard, because then you guys have to stop halfway through the sentence to be like, what?
What?
So I try to like smooth it out if it's like hard to understand. Yeah. But I kept it. It's very, this the way this person writes, it's very like da-da-da-da-da.
It must be a coder.
Like, I don't know. It's lots of declarative little short mm-hmm. sentences.
What if he keeps increasing that number?
Well, hey, baby, I need 4 sandwiches and also an LLC license.
Baby, I need...
I need 2 with mustard.
He gets a paper out and like reads off.
On 2 of them, I'm allergic to eggs. On the other one, I'm not.
He's now wearing a waiter's costume.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's got a little pencil behind his ear.
When I said advertising firm, I meant I'm advertising your sandwiches. Yesterday,
this is not firm.
Period. He came home with his friend and coworker. Period. We sat at the dinner table, and his friend brought up the sandwiches I make for my husband and how delicious they are. God, this is a classic. Don't do that. Why would you guys like? Don't tell about the sandwiches.
Bro, don't tell
Very them. Much a sitcom episode.
Oh my god. Oh, no. Did you hear that? Laser just jumped into a box. No, he's fine.
Are you sure?
No, but sit down. Well,
okay, go.
He jumped in. He could jump out.
Yeah, that's so true.
He went down really... He has a much bigger ball. Okay, he's out. Okay. It was a much bigger box than he thought it was, for sure. He went thunk down into it. Sorry, everyone.
No, no, it was stressful. I thanked him, but then he said the price was a bit much. These sandwiches are good, but what do you think? What the fuck is wrong with you?
We're bringing down a little
So
bit.
The husband has definitely been like, had to go to the other room to deal with a separate antic, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Maybe he's still in the other, because he said, what, did he say it was his boss?
But his friend and coworker.
His friend and coworker, yeah. So who knows what other lie he's trying to keep back in the other room?
This isn't apropos of the story, but he did start an amateur petting zoo.
Yo, that is my complaint. Where are the B stories in all of these?
yeah, exactly.
If this was Frasier, if this was Frasier and this is the main plot, what is the B plot Frasier episode?
Mm-hmm. She's probably like fighting someone over like expensive mustards or something like that.
Yeah, something kind of sandwich related, but
boring. I was confused and asked him to explain, and he said my husband sells the sandwiches I make to his coworkers, then goes to buy his own lunch from the restaurant. I was stunned, and my husband denied it.
What a perfect crime.
Every son told
perfect crime.
By your coworker?
I began arguing with him after his friend left. He said there was nothing wrong with it. I told him I will no longer be making him sandwiches if he's selling them to buy fast food.
Uh-oh, back to square himself. One, OP.
Oh, and then he's now he's just gonna buy it again.
This is your fault.
your fault for making too good of a sandwich.
Yeah. Well, if you made it better,
this should have started with, "Am I the asshole for having a shrewd businessman as a husband?"
I'm so pissed at my shrewd businessman.
A top tier Shark Tank man. he defended himself and calling this an overreaction since he's not spending money on fast food. And I said I was being unfair to start an argument over this. I just walked into the bedroom and stayed there. Then he said I owe him an apology for God knows what, and he didn't think it was acceptable of me to lash out and say I won't make him sandwiches anymore.
I will say this: if you're in an argument with your partner, uh-huh, and you're losing that argument,
mm-hmm, yeah,
just end it with "You owe me an apology."
That's so true. Always walk away. Like, what? What is happening here?
I can't. So obviously, the 90% of this question is insane, and then the last 10% is classic. Like, you're actually the crazy one.
Yeah. Like, did you ever think about actually you hurt my feelings with this? And like, here's the thing.
Because I hate this guy. I think he should die.
It is. It's he's making money off of her labor.
Well,
that's what he's doing.
Well, we don't know that he's making a profit. He could be breaking even. He could even be in the hole.
More.
So what's worse? I think if he's breaking even, that's way worse. He's like, yeah, and then I bought double Arby's. I got off that 5 for $5 menu, babe. Aren't you happy? I mean, so many cheddars.
Beefs and cheddars.
I mean,
my beef and cheddar cup overflowing.
I think if we're doing this as like a case study and we're actually running the numbers, he would it would be important that in both, like, the amount of food he's getting at Arby's is the control group, right? It has to be the same in both scenarios.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, like, if he's breaking even, like, if anything, they're saving money. Because everybody knows it's cheaper to make your own sandwich.
So right.
Funny. Although, we don't know how fancy these sandwiches are.
Okay, you're saying, buying these sandwiches, though.
So you're saying before his shrew of a wife told him to stop eating Arby's for $200 a day, he would spend $20 at Arby's. And now he's selling his delicious, ill-gotten sandwiches for $12 a piece. And
now he's that's spending, a profit! If she makes two, that's $24.
Well, now here's my thing. Is he now spending... Like, and you said this as well. Like, is he now buying $24 of Arby's?
No.
Is he getting a dessert?
No.
Like, okay.
That's what I'm saying. He's breaking even. He's still buying $20.
So now here's my thing. I think that's possible. I think he did that at first. Or maybe he does it now. I'm not sure.
Now he's just fucking drunk with power. And he's buying everything from Arby's.
Right. And I think what he probably is doing.
Where'd you get that Arby's shirt?
You smell like curly fries.
Mid love, is that horsey sauce? No, covering up his neckline.
Showing
classic,
it back in his pocket.
Part of my thought here is he, you know, spending 100% of this money out of guilt so as to not show his wife? Because if he started coming home with an extra $4 a day, going from, you know, minus 20 a day to plus 4, she's gonna be like, what the fuck are you doing? So I think either's possible. I think it's possible he started doing that, then got drunk with power, and then came home and got his wife something nice, something like a Powerade.
You know what?
He brings her home a cherry hand pie from Arby's, but he puts it in a different thing.
Hey, I got
theme.
You this. Hey,
this is a bakery.
Okay. I got it for work. What about this? Uh-huh. We don't know. Like, okay, so there's a chain of custody problem, right? Where she gives him the sandwiches. She has no idea what happens to the sandwiches. She just knows that her husband's coworker says he's been selling me sandwiches. We don't actually know that they're the same sandwiches. So here's what I propose.
Okay.
Your husband has been telling you the truth from the very beginning. He loves your sandwiches. He's been eating them. Oh, he's been going to Arby's buying sandwiches and selling those. And he's like, you know what? I want people to think my wife. You know, I want them to know what a good cook she. I'll just say these Arby's delicious Arby's sandwiches.
He's doing the entirety of the Simpsons steamed ham to his coworkers every single day.
Every day a steamed ham.
Yeah, no, I mean it's a real gift for the Magi. Like he's going to sell Arby's sandwiches somehow and buy her a fancy mustard.
He brings his own like. Little wax paper or parchment paper to like wrap up the sandwiches so they don't look like. Are you saying he's wholesaling these Arby's sandwiches back?
Yes, yeah. It's got. I mean, because it, you know, it's.
He's like, who wants this lukewarm beef and cheddar?
He put in the microwave. Forgot to take the tinfoil off.
Okay, this one's a little burnt actually. Because
you have a hard time finding too many people that would be mad at you for taking a little bit off the top in this situation. But I think he's just
that's
doing
for, this.
This
is the cost of doing service. Uh-huh. He delivered it to them.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, you know, he made a vow. To this woman that he was gonna you know honor her.
He's gonna eat her sandwich every day for the rest of his life.
I think one part that makes me laugh a lot is and he said my husband sells the sandwiches I make to his coworkers. Then he goes to buy his own lunch from the restaurant.
as
if like the restaurant is like the other woman.
Exactly. I mean, whore. Emotionally, that is what's happening. Yeah. Arby's is the other woman in this scenario.
I, you know, I've said it a billion times. You know, it's cool to be a guy. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever. It's an infinite amount of things that you can't, like, make up a weird situation of a douchey, weird guy. They all exist.
I was just last night watching a very incoherent Lifetime movie, and the dude was doing lots of bad things and just kept being like, babe, it's, like, not at all like what you think, though. It's, like, this other completely different thing. And it's just like, well, okay, like, that's what he says. It must be
fine.
All
right, fine, fuck it. I mean...
What? Like, you don't even have to be, you don't have to be coherent at all. Just because in this he's like, I didn't do that, and then he's like, well, you're overreacting. Actually,
I did. Okay, I did fine, do I it. Did. And just because I lied before, that's not a point for you. I was just trying it. How did this happen? How did you start this? Is it a joke? Like, oh, Reggie, that looks great. I'll give you $5 for it.
I also have questions about this because was he like coming into work and he slams the sandwiches on the break room? Bitch. Like, all right, boys, $7.50 each or best offer?
Is it like an auction?
You okay?
He's auctioning sandwiches.
You all know this about me that I had in the fifth grade. I had a successful POG, Victoria's Secret POG business.
Yes.
And that didn't. That I mean. He's already got the sandwiches, right? Like,
yeah,
he didn't start this because he wants more sandwiches. He's got two. I had a Victoria's Secret catalog. I could look at that all day. I didn't want Victoria's Secret Pogs. Right. I started making them always with the intent to sell. So he's thinking, she's cut up my credit cards. She's frozen all my assets. How am I going to get the meats?
And I need the meat.
So he had to find a revenue stream very quickly. He had free labor.
Yeah. Willing labor. It was like, perfect plan.
Well, if I'm so wrong, why'd you sign that 1099 I gave you 2 weeks ago? It's like, I didn't know what it was for.
Life Sandwiches Incorporated.
I can't give you health care, okay? Because you're a contract.
I have to pay you under the table because you're not technically a union sandwich artist.
I hope this.
The best scenario to this, and there's a lot, you know, there's like 13 perfect scenarios, but in my scenario, she makes like amazing, delicious sandwiches
that minus labor
cost like $4 with the meats and the yada yada yada, the degradation of the knife and the mandolin slicer or whatever, and then he's selling them for $3 and buying like just the shittiest, wettest, like drive-through food. Like,
yeah,
that's what I hope is happening, because that sucks.
He's just eating slop. But okay, I just want to again examine his coworkers buying it angle.
Mm-hmm.
What? Okay. How much money would you pay a coworker for their sandwich?
God damn.
And number two,
depends on
like,
sandwich.
What? Well, then what sandwich would make you actually buy it from your coworker? Like, how dope would that sandwich have to be for you to be like, I'm going to pay my coworker money for this sandwich that he brought from
home?
Well,
did he do a classic move and like, get mad at his horrible wife for making him eat sandwiches that are healthy and delicious? And before he sold them, he binged on the cheddars before he got to work or something like that. And then he felt bad. So what he did was he cut it up into little pieces and then sent an email and said, free sandwich in the meeting rooms.
Wait, he cut it in like slices?
And give everyone a little taste. And they go, oh,
and then
man,
they are like, damn,
this
sandwich is real good.
Hey, Barry, I'd pay $5 for this sandwich. You would? I'm just kidding.
This is just a Tim Robinson skit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this should be.
You said you'd pay $5. You said. So here you go.
I can see it in my head.
She's like, you've been selling my sandwiches at work. Shut the fuck up. I did, though.
I did, though. There's my perfect taste.
I want to know if he actually did admit, like, okay, I did sell the right. Or he just go immediately into, like, you're being crazy.
You're like your mom.
There is not
24,000 upvotes.
Here's the thing is I looked at their account and looked at their replies. This is a burner account, by the way.
They do that a lot.
I think you have to, actually.
I know certain ones, they, like, make you make a burner. Mm-hmm.
So, the problem is, nowhere does she describe the sandwiches. And I feel like we need that information.
Yeah.
The fact that she didn't is going to haunt me until the day I die, because I gotta... What is this fucking sandwich that just caused this much ruckus in their lives?
Oh my god. He makes about $15 a day by selling sandwiches and goes to buy his lunch from the restaurant. He said I shouldn't feel mad since he's making his own money to buy his own lunch, but I'm not accepting what he did.
He's cut his budget by $5?
Oh my god. Wait.
She said
Wait,
it was
that's a great point.
$20.
He said about $20 that she was estimating.
And then
he spent
$20. Cost of materials and labor to make these sandwiches doesn't amount to the $15.
Mm-hmm.
So his expenses have gone down. Like,
See? So, think about it.
He's pretty open and close here.
Oh my god.
Why aren't they opening a store? They're selling $15 two sandwiches.
How are you making $15 a day?
On sandwiches from home?
You can't rely on this little weirdo to make sandwiches that he just started. This is so weird.
Is it every day?
That's what it feels
like. That's what it seems like. And also the coworker being like, you had to charge so much for him is so funny. Like, so that means the coworkers know that his wife is making the sandwiches. Like,
yeah.
Well, they complimented her on it. So like they know she's.
And he never once was like, don't you ever fucking tell my wife I swear.
Yeah, like what? That's the number one thing you gotta do. Like, hey man, bro code, don't tell my wife that.
Bro code, don't tell my. In the bro code, there is a subsection about my sandwich business, my illicit sandwich business.
I mean,
this guy just seems so fucking stupid that he wasn't even.
That's what he gives them. Ready to babe, argue. Like, it's not even a big deal. I'm like saving money, actually.
And babe, I'm buying $5 less of cheddars a day. So, like, aren't you happy
I'm
with
like,
me?
Probably I'm going to live longer now.
Yeah.
Less cheddar
quality. And also, you
arteries.
Liked it to do it. And,
when you think about you it, you wanted sandwiches. To do this.
This was your choice.
Oh, yeah. And the line where it's like, all right. And then we agreed I make him a sandwich. Which, you know. He agreed that I make sandwiches for him.
That was like the compromise that she would make him sandwiches every day for work.
Marriage is all about compromise and communication. And sometimes you have to just realize when you're in a slight argument, it's like, you know what? I will allow you to make me sandwich. Thank you.
I'm going to let, if it's going to make you happy, then go ahead. Do this
knock
labor that I
off.
Benefit from. this is a bonkers question.
Good for them.
Yeah, I do. Like I said, I'm haunted by what the sandwich could possibly be.
I bet it's just like exceedingly average.
All I can think of is that sandwich we had from the place I don't remember the name of last weekend. That was so good.
Legends?
Yeah, it was so good. Like, guys, sandwiches are really good.
I'm imagining this is like white bread, ham, really, really wet lettuce that crunches in a good way, and cheese and like mustard.
Okay.
I mean, it's good, but like, I think it's basic.
Okay, but wait, did we like determine how many sandwiches he's selling? So like, what's
two is the highest number that we got. I imagine
More than two.
Is it three or is it four?
He kept asking me to make more than two.
Because he was hungry.
Oh. So I guess he must have started with two and is like, your big husband. Your big stupid husband needs four sandwiches. Oh my God, that rocks. It rocks so hard to go to lunch with your coworkers in the like cafeteria and pull out three full sandwiches and eat them in front of
them out of your sack.
It's big boy time. Let's go.
It's like a log, like it's like three log sandwiches.
He's not opening a trench coat that's just full of like all the sandwich stuff just falls out as soon as he opens the trench coat.
Oh no. It's on the ground.
But people are buying them.
I think my guess is that, I don't know why this matters to me, but I'm guessing she's making three sandwiches and he's selling them for $5 a piece. Because again, I don't know why, but like, it would just be, if a coworker was like, I will sell you this sandwich.
I will gladly sell you a sandwich.
I don't know what I would do. Like, I think I'd be like, no thank you. I'm all set.
The guy that has exactly one friend at work is selling three sandwiches a day.
Wow.
That rocks.
God, like, but also maybe it was they were eating. He was gonna take the sandwich out and eat it, but he was like, "Bro, the sandwich looks so good." Mm-hmm. And all he was thinking about is, "Damn, I wish I was eating beef and cheddar right now."
This sucks. This has vegetables
and,
in it.
And then maybe the guy was like, "I'll pay $5 for it." I also like the idea of a Tim Robinson skit that is a person pressuring someone to sell their sandwich to them. Like, no, sell it. Give me that exactly.
Oh, wow. We're all just children in the schoolyard. Aren't we?
Selling things?
Aren't we?
Yeah.
Hey, Greg, I dare you to give me your sandwich. No.
Well, I feel like we answered these questions.
Yeah.
So
yeah, he's not the asshole.
He's not.
Yeah.
Are the asshole
you're the asshole. You should just keep selling these sandwiches.
Dear internet, and let me be the first to say this. Dear internet is pro small business. If you're out there stopping a small business by you not giving free sandwich to the business, which is your husband.
You're not a patriot.
No thanks. No thanks.
Yeah.
Listen, corporations are people and marriages are businesses.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. We love it.
Yes.
That's the Dear Internet motto, baby.
Yeah. And also, it doesn't sound like you're respecting your husband, and that's a sin.
Oh, man. The thing that sucks is that there are people that would.
Yeah.
Actually say that. Yeah. So before I get sad, Bob, we like to end our episodes with talking about something that made us happy this week. So I don't know if anyone wanted, it's just, we moved into a new house. It's great. I got to use a belt sander. No, not a belt sander. Just a rake. What was it?
I don't know.
A sander. A fancy.
A circle boy.
a circle sander on our door, and that was cool last weekend. We drank a lot of beers and fixed our door.
Yeah, we didn't wear masks.
Yeah, we're probably going to die from filled lead now.
With lead paint.
Fumes, yeah. Which, that was a mistake. Live and learn. Hopefully live.
Yeah.
but it was fun to drink a low gravity beer and use a power.
Didn't it just float out of the can?
It did. It in my mouth. Right in there. Also, the other thing that made me happy is that I can go to Target really easily now. And I am sorry that someone not a fan of capitalism, Target is still pretty dope, though, unfortunately.
Yeah. I mean, being in Boston, where it's like, okay, if I want anything, it's going to take me forever to get.
Yeah, it's going to be 45 minutes to get there. I'm going to take two different train lines, and then I'm going to have to carry it all back.
Right. So, like, I'm weirdly not supporting my good friend Amazon as much.
Because you could just hop in your car and go to the Target.
Like, you went into the Micro Center? Oh, my
God. Oh, don't even fuck. I thought you were supposed to be making me happy right now.
I'm going tomorrow. I'm going to have so much fun.
I'm going to have you go pick me up so many Raspberry Pi hats.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Weird little flavored solders and like.
Mmm. Metal.
Delicious.
So what is yours? Is buying a house, you think?
The simple tool of using a power tool, drinking beer.
Oh, okay. So yeah, I guess working with your hands and drink a fuck ton. Mine is a little, I'm also swept up with that. I don't know when the last time I recorded. It was like 3 weeks ago or something like that.
It's been a while, yeah.
I'll do a kind of a simple one. And that's Final Fantasy Tactics on the iPad. I needed a game to play and like that was easy to like play when you're moving and I have an iPad and yada yada yada, and it's been a lot of fun. I forgot how hard it was in the beginning, but now I'm kind of past the initial hump and having a good time. So that's Final Fantasy Tactics. I think it's called like War of the Lions. It's like the update version or whatever. On the iPad, it's good, but looking forward to more house stuff as well. Gotta get a million things. Gotta get a million things. Oh. It's a money pit. You know what I'm saying?
It is. Yeah, that is. It is true. And also, we were talking about this before we started recording. Our roof was leaking some today, and it's like, oh, cool. I gotta deal with this shit now.
My mom used to have tons of water in her basement, like all the time. And for the entire time that I was growing up, like I lived in that house since I was 5. I moved out when I was like 25, and there was like constantly water in the corner of the basement. And when we got like when she sold the house, we were like, this is pretty gross. We should probably just like tear the basement out. It'd be worth more if there's absolutely nothing in the basement.
Right.
And it turns out it was just a little like pipe that used to be for something that was like sticking through the wall. So it was like open on the other side and then it was open on the inside. And when it rained, it was a steady little trickle of water.
It just went in there.
Yeah, it could have fixed it at any time for no money. Just a little bead of caulk.
Oh, man, that's the thing. Because I was prepared for you to be like, and actually they found out there was asbestos inside of it. Or like a whole swarm of wasps were living in there.
I'm entitled to compensation now.
Yeah, I want it now.
You know, we're in the phase where we're just like calling people and be like, I have no fucking idea what I need.
Can you please come fix my thing? I don't know how to work.
I don't know what is wrong, and I need you not to lie to me, but I'll give you as much money as you ask for.
if you seem pretty nice, I will trust you implicitly.
Yeah. Goddamn. Yeah. I mean, I'd rather spend the money up front, right?
Yeah.
So that we don't have a situation
where it's like, no, your roof is literally collapsed because of all the leaves on top.
I just covered it in duct tape. I thought that would work. Bachman, how about yourself? What's a positive?
Yesterday, I got a text from my neighbor and said, hey, my kids all want to ride on the lawnmower today. Do you mind if I just do yours too?
What?
What the fuck?
And that rules.
I said yes, and now I'm doing him a favor. If anything, he owes me.
Yeah.
Pay me. I can't think of a greater gift from the universe than this situation.
That
like
rocks.
Yeah, just a simple joy of like I am doing somebody else a favor.
Did you lie to your beautiful wife and be like, I did so many like
no
out of the bathroom splash?
Because it happened while we were both celebrating her mom's birthday. So I should have just been like, I have to go to the bathroom. And much like the man who sold sandwiches, I actually do go to the bathroom. That's not a lie. The lie is later when I say that my neighbor didn't mow the lawn, that I did it.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
That rules. What a good housekeep story.
Oh, we love your neighbors, don't we, folks? Man.
Yeah.
Our neighbors are cool so far.
Yeah, so far so good. So, yeah. Well, thank you everyone for joining us on this weird Monday night recording.
Oh, yeah, it's Monday night.
It's a Monday night. Like, we usually record on Sunday late morning. It's a different vibe.
Different energy.
But, yeah, thanks for joining us. If you would like more of our content, you can follow us on Patreon. And Mike Bachman, what would you like to plug?
That hole in my mom's foundation.
please plug it.
You can find me on Twitter at the Mike Bachman, also at Game Crimes Pod. You know, we're all in that other podcast that I'm sure you're all aware of.
Hell yeah.
Greetings, adventurers.
And you should also go look at Botman's review hole videos on YouTube because they're very funny.
It's review hole. Truly demented art that is so impressive and hilarious.
Every time I remember it, it makes me really happy.
I have videos that are 75% done.
Oh, man. So everyone go watch Botman's videos to give him encouragement.
So he can mow his lawn so he has more time.
Yeah, mow his lawn. Just do it, okay?
You can find me on Twitter at Tim Lanning. Streaming schedule is quite up in the air as our house is filled with boxes and water. So have not a lot of time for that. But every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central, I DM a Rime of the Frost Maiden D&D 5e campaign. That's a lot of fun. Also on a Naruto rewatch podcast called Naruto Revuto. I've never watched it, so I'm experiencing it for the first time with folks who have watched it or read the manga, and that's a lot of fun. And we just hit Shippuden, and Shippuden rules. So definitely check that out.
Hell yeah. You can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek. Until next week, sincerely, dear Internet.